Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
The name will send shivers through you when you hear it. Mr. Baseball.
Bob Uecker.
Uke was a comic force.
Yes, that's me. That's my hidden ball trick.
He had created his persona.
I must be in the front row.
And then everything flowed from that.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Bob Uecker, these are clips from the documentary Uke, which will open up on July 24th. Tickets are on sale now. This is going to be incredible. Mark Cass is the chief operating officer for Team Lammy, the executive director of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Mark is with us in the studio. He and his team have really worked hard to make this happen. Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Always good to be here, but I do want to ask, I mean, the quick question is, how's this heat hurting your lawn? That's what I want to know. We can talk about that later.
Oh.
But, you know, I know Julia, all he wants to talk about is lawn, so.
You know I'm winning lawn wars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, that's in your mind you are.
Yeah, I think I am. Here's what we're going to do. I trust you, and you're friends with me and Vetrano.
I am. Not Lance. I don't like Lance.
No, nobody does.
Oh, please. Angel
you
boy.
Should take a look
I'll
at
the
evidence
right.
that's been posted,
right.
and okay. you let us know whose right. lawn's doing
You've
better.
Been doing a lot of flowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it supposed to be just the grass?
I think he doesn't quite understand where the grass ends.
Whose team are you on, fellow?
No, no, no. I'm
Julia,
saying,
fellow, what are you doing
no,
right now?
No, I'm just saying that Lance and Vince, they would do the stripes weird. They do the zigzag.
Oh, I got the stripes. I got all that.
I want you to put my name in your lawn.
That.
Can you do that?
Will you vote for me and put it on your
there
social
you
media?
Yeah, there you go.
John.
Okay.
Is that what it'll take?
Okay. Put Uke. I want to see Uke in your lawn.
John, you're going to make the American flag.
Yes,
that's a great idea.
I like that.
What makes Bob Uecker so special?
I think it's just who he is and what he was to everybody. Think about it. You can ask anybody in the country and someone's going to know who kind of either from his work with the Brewers or obviously in baseball, from his work as a comedy person in terms of Tonight Show or his work on commercials. Everybody knows Bob. And what's cool about it for us is he's ours, right? He was Milwaukee.
Yes.
50 years. It's still weird. And I love the guys who are on the air now. I love Josh and Lane and great. I mean, they do an awesome job, but I mean, they're not Bob. I mean, and it's a little weird still, isn't it? When
I
you
agree.
Flip on the game and you're looking for that obscure story about something that made no sense, it would be Bob telling you that story,
yep,
right?
Yep. Nobody better when the Brewers are either winning
yes.
by a lot or losing by a lot because
oh, yes.
you still needed to tune in.
And you're like, is there a game going on here? Because I don't think he's told us what's happened for a while.
I mean, and even his time in Hollywood would be impressive, resume alone.
Right. But you add in everything
True.
Else he did.
It's Johnny Carson, he had more than 100
right.
appearances.
And you'll learn about that in the documentary, kind of how he first got on, how many times he went on, and kind of what that meant. The thing I learned, I mean, the thing I loved about the documentary is that I learned a lot. And I thought I knew a lot about Bob Uecker, but you learned about his family. You learned about his early career. You learned about his playing days. You learned that he played in the World Series, but he didn't get to play, actually, in that World Series.
So there's a little montage.
There's a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah, that we just played about
right.
the hidden ball trick.
Yes.
So Johnny Carson decided to surprise Bob Uecker with some pictures of Bob Uecker's life. And one of the photos was of Bob catching a ball. And he's doubled over in pain. And the ball is on the ground next to him. Uecker's in the fetal position.
Yeah.
So it looks like it just hit him where it really hurts, and an umpire is looking really concerned, and Carson asks him what it is.
That is you down here?
Yes, that's me. That's my hidden ball trick.
What happened in that particular?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, he had his bell rung.
Yes.
I mean, how funny is he's
this,
so good.
The thing I loved about this movie when we got to see it actually in April was you saw the highs and the lows. You saw what it meant. You also, the thing I think you learned about it is family and the fact that he was away a lot and what that kind of impacted them and kind of his wife having to raise the kids. And you learn a lot more about him as an individual in this movie. But I also think you learn something, John, I think you'll find amazing is kind of how it ended how in that last game.
Yeah.
When they dramatically lost to the Mets. Remember, they're up, 2-1 or 3-1 in the ninth inning to advance to the next round. They lose by a three-run homer.
Yep.
And the camera kind of, he's in his chair and he's not leaving. Nobody else knew except for him and some of the announcers. It was going to be his last game ever. And you know, you get to see that and watch that. And the power of that is amazing.
And then Yelich and others went in to see him, and Yelich couldn't even talk. Yeah. He was in tears.
There were only a few members, as it highlights in the film, who knew about the cancer, who knew what was going on, who knew he was at the hospital in the afternoon and then would come out to the stadium to be on the air at night.
It's amazing. It is Uke. It's July 24th at 14 of the Marcus Theaters. July 23rd, there's a cool sneak preview. You can get tickets at marcustheaters.com/movies/Uke. Just go to marcustheaters.com. You can use the search option. That's what I did earlier. He had a national reputation and recognition, like Julia was alluding to, not just Wisconsin. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but could this eventually be streamed? This is going to have a broad audience.
I mean, I think you should watch the next month what happens. Kind of after this movie comes out, we've really been working on a plan to make it all about Wisconsin at first. You know, it's exclusively in Marcus Theaters first for the first week. Then after that, it's going to go to cities all around the state, to Wausau and to Hurley. It's going to go all around. They're going to do a little tour. Because he was not just in Milwaukee. He's statewide. Then it could go nationwide. Who knows? It's just a matter of the success of the movie.
Oh, but I have no doubt.
We sold for the opening in April. We sold out about an 1,100 seat theater in about 3 hours. We opened a second theater for 300 seats, and it sold out in an hour. So we're very confident it's going to do well. And everyone who's seen it is like, oh my God, this is great. I mean, this the comedy and the things that, I mean, the comedy is great, but you just learn so much about them. And I think all of us miss them. And it's been about, you know, I mean, it's been about 18 months now.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, this thing, I think, you know, I was lucky to be involved with the Brewer movie on the 82 Brewers, which was fantastic.
Incredible.
Really, really well done. I think this is going to be exactly like that. Well done. We all love Bob Uecker and the people in it. You know, I mean, it's not just the players in this movie. It's the national people like an Anderson and a Bob Costas and, you know, all the people that he worked with. We forget that. I mean, he worked with all these national people on all these huge shows and the commercials. I mean, think about the movies.
Miller Lite, Major League, Mr. Belvedere, Johnny Carson.
How many times have you used the line, it's just a bit outside?
Yes.
Everybody uses that line. Yeah,
usually when you hit your pickleball serve, but you're right.
You've been working on that one all day. see now John's not even inside the court, so we don't have to worry about that. You know what I say when John serves? It's on the next court, I say.
Sometimes. This is really good. You got to check this out because this is going to sell big time. Tickets are on sale now for the July 24th opening. It's going to run for a month here at least. MarcusTheaters.com. Mark Cass is the chief operating officer of Team Lammy. Mark, it's always good to see you.
Always good to be here. We all should go see it together because it's going to be a great time.
I like that. That's a great idea.
And you get a free beer when you go to some of the movie theaters. We're actually going to have Miller Lite is helping to sponsor this for the opening weekend.
Cool.
Because remember how much he loved beer.
That's cool.
He drank a few beers, I heard.
I heard occasionally he had a beer and did a few commercials for beer too.